I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Protests continue in Hong Kong this week. Thousands of senior citizens joined in the latest demonstrations. Now to recap, protesters want the current government out and they want independence from China. Hong Kong officials want everybody to calm down, and some police officers want better protection from occasionally violent activists. Joe Handley of Asian Access says believers face a unique opportunity.
The church is well poised, kind of stand in the middle and help both sides come to the table. In essence, being a bridge like Christ could be in the midst of the storm.
And there are believers on both sides of the issue. Would you pray?
We have this enormous opportunity for the Church of Hong Kong to rise to the occasion and be agents of reconciliation and peace. Pray that these leaders would be deeply rooted in Christ.
And Nuna and Triumphant Mercy are putting on summer camps for kids in Lebanon. It's a chance for workers at the camp to share the gospel.
Even if they don't say anything, by embracing or loving or accepting a child that's a bit different or just showing acts of mercy, acts of kindness, all this is a way of spreading the gospel.
But Triumphant Mercy wants their camps to be more than an escape. They want to understand the kids and their communities. And that's why they do home visits for the campers.
If we want to make a change in the world, we have to go out, but we also have to go into a community to understand why a certain person behaves a certain way.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If God stirs your heart for something I shared today about the persecuted church, Bible translation, or Muslim ministry, we would love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to dive deeper into these issues and more. Not sure how to join? We've got instructions at our website. Just click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.